We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I guess this is the first title of a book that just made me think. And that's why I'm excited about my guest, Devannon Hubert. He's my guest. He's the author of Sex, Drugs, and Jesus. Man, thanks for stopping by. And the title already throws me. All right. So, and I'm sure everyone, and that's the name of your podcast as well, right?
Yas, I like to be complicated and simple at the same time. See, I got you with the title.
Yes.
I make it really easy to find everything too.
And that's exactly. Everyone can find this because has ever anyone ever created a title like that? The cover of your book is amazing. The website is amazing. You are a creative beyond belief. So before writing the book, what kind of tell us your background?
Well, the inspiration that goes into the book is my background because this memoir covers my life up until this year. I'm about to turn 40 in a couple of months, and I
You don't
cannot.
look 40 at all. You did not look
Oh,
40.
thank you, sugar. Yes. And so I can't wait to be 40 so I can officially become a cougar. And so yeah, it talks about like my abusive childhood, going to the military, serving in there during Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Fast forward, I'm at Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, doing my thing till Joel Osteen and his cronies decide that I'm too gay to serve there. So I get kicked out of there. I get all depressed, end up being a drug dealer and everything, and find out I have HIV on a voicemail several New Year's Eves ago. And now we're back here now, and life is great, essentially.
Okay, so you gotta buy the book to find out the whole story then. It sounds because wow, okay. So basically, did you find another church after that experience?
I only went back to church because I was connected to my spiritual leader from my childhood. After she died, it was never really worth going back to church. So I don't fool with churches anymore. I say like Gandhi said, I like your Christ, but I don't like your Christians. And my personal quote is the further I get away from churches, the closer I get to God.
I see. So you see it more of a spiritual realm in you as a spiritual person more than anything.
Whatever title you want to put on it, but I believe in the Trinity. I don't believe so much in organized religion and churches because I think he's greater than them.
Okay. So let's talk about specifically enough just the when you went to write the book, what were people's responses? Like especially the title and everything, what were you getting right off the bat?
Most people would agree with you. At first, it would seem like it's on the nose, but it flows with my personality, and I thought about the things that most people really enjoy and crave and just really want to suck the juice out of anything that they consume. And every kind of show you see is going to have some sort of sexual element to it, some sort of enlightenment factor. That's really what the Jesus stands for. And then drugs, just really, people just want to feel good, man. And most of us have done something. So I thought it would be a relatable title.
No, it's definitely it could be a relatable movie, to say the least. And then you created the podcast. Is it related to that? Who do you interview on your podcast?
I like to have a mix of people who we might consider to be experts, our colleagues from the media field, and also our strong citizens from within the community. So I'll interview fellow podcasters, fellow authors, but then I'll also talk to people like, say, my own personal physician assistant who's been seeing me for the last 10 years. I did a show with her to talk about STDs and diseases and examine my own personal health and things like that.
So I got it. So again, being you said so you tested positive for HIV. How do you treat yourself in that type of situation? It's a lot different than the days when Magic Johnson came out.
Well, the first thing is that the whole mental health aspect of it. Sure, I take a pill to keep the virus suppressed, but the way it threw me mentally was what I didn't see coming. And so you got to treat HIV with mental health and medicine and physical health too, in order to stay on top of it.
Wow, and then that's powerful. But your book has been able, I'm sure, been able to reach a lot of people to talk about a topic that is still taboo in a lot of ways, HIV and then being testing positive and everything, right?
Right. One could fall into the trap and begin to labor under the delusion that HIV is so like mainstream now, it's whatever. But nothing will ever make you feel good about feeling like your body's been invaded by something you can't get rid of. And so, yes, people do reach out to me with their fresh positive HIV diagnoses, wanting to know what's going on and what they could do. People still have stigmas in their minds about HIV. They think if we touch them, they're going to get dirty, that they don't want us to eat after them. I still hear this sort of stuff. So it's
Man,
out there.
and how do that they break that stigma? It took forever in certain other things. How would people break that stigma to understand of what it came when the history of it when it first came out to now and understand to not be as fearful about it and everything?
Well, the first thing people have to do is recognize fear and that heightened emotion when it comes. We don't have to accept every emotion and thought that comes to our head. So recognize fear when it's trying to prevail over you and then gain knowledge. So when fear comes, go, I could be fearful here, but maybe I'll educate myself. So you talk to people, you turn on a good show like Pose, baby. Okay. And follow everybody as they death drop across the stage and bring out all of those. All of those moments, you grab books, whatever your media is, watch documentaries. It's all out there if they want to learn.
And that's the key thing, if they want to learn. And that's the whole part of the education things. So you're doing the book, you're doing the podcast. What's the ultimate goal with all this? Because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of toil. And what's your ultimate goal?
Now, honey, you're telling it right there. Like, as Mama RuPaul would say, you better work. And so it is a lot of work, 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 work. And my ultimate goal is to not forfeit and take for granted the miraculous deliverance that I was given to be able to be resurrected from being a homeless, drug addicted, dope fiend. And I mean dope fiend, just describing myself. I don't think that people are negative because they're on drugs,
Right.
in Houston, Texas, to almost dying so many times to being where I am today. So my burden of responsibility is transparency. And so my podcast and my book is all about putting myself out on display in painstaking detail so that everyone can feel they're not alone.
So what are you doing now after, being homeless and not homeless anymore, right? And transforming yourself after what you went through. In Olsteen's church and all that stuff, and trusting and losing trust issues to HIV to all this. Where are you today?
Well, today, honey, I am very, very happy. I accepted myself. I finally started to accept myself and I don't judge myself anymore. So I'm working on getting the voices from the church and from the military and from my dad's abusive house out of my head. And I'm doing that through hypnotherapy, counseling sessions, a lot of prayer and meditation. And now that psychedelics have become a thing, I'm poking my nose into the possibilities because of the research that they're having with veterans, which I'm a veteran. With PTSD and how, in a clinical setting, how psychedelics can be used. So I'm sharing my story and I'm still discovering myself.
You're still discovering yourself, and what is next? Like, what do you, so you're do you have a business with all the podcasts and the books, or what are you doing?
Well, they're all under down under media. In terms of the business aspect. So yes, I mean, I have an audio book, which I narrated myself. I have my Kindle book, the paperback, the hardback, and then I have the podcast as well, which I'm learning how to monetize. And the name is Down Under Media because my first legitimate business after being a drug dealer was selling underwear. And I opened a lingerie store in a little flea market outside of Baton Rouge. And now it's this huge online store and we ship worldwide. And so
Oh,
my lingerie store is my baby because I have an underwear fetish like you wouldn't believe.
okay. Well, see, there you go. So you got to be telling those stories. Maybe that's why you contacted me, because you have such an amazing brand. I mean, I'm just going to go and pop. It's probably your website is amazing. It is so, the picture is nice. It's so smooth. You have the different blog and everything. How did you, who could you credit for designing that website unless you did it?
Oh, you go to 99designs.com. That's where you go whenever you want to get something created. You can post one job description and have many different people submit ideas for it. Book covers, CD covers, postcards,
It's so
cake.
well done. It's so well done, that website. I mean, your brand is, I mean, your book cover, your brand, that's great to push 99 Designs. So it's better than Upwork in those places, in your opinion.
It's targeted specifically for design. And I use Upwork and Fiverr and all of that, but if you want a book cover, 99 Designs is what it's all about because Upwork is going to give you a little bit more work. People will hit you up. It's just different. Like it's designed for design. That's what they're all about.
You need to get a sponsorship for that, for plugging that on the show. They should sponsor your podcast. So it's interesting. So you've grown this lingerie business. So that's your baby. That's what you spend most of your time, but you love the other stuff too, right? Everything's important because you want to make a difference and transform people and live a happy life, right? And that's the goal.
I'll tell you exactly how my week is broken down.
Oh, sure.
On Mondays, I actually write music.
Okay.
On Tuesday, I focus on podcasting, cutting my show, editing it, getting ready for release on Thursday. On Wednesdays, I focus on Down Under. On Thursdays, I focus on authorship, writing books, because I'm working on two other books right now, too. And then by Friday, I need a glass of champagne.
So you don't want to know my schedule, man. Yours is pretty busy. That's great. You can focus on one thing. That's a different thing so that you don't get caught up in all these things. You're putting the whole your focus and effort into that day.
I bet you have a wonderful schedule, darling. A wonderful schedule.
Oh yeah, you got to do that for sure. And so best place, well, let's go lingerie business first, then the website for your book, right? You have two different websites then, right?
I have two, boo, two.
Tell me the websites.
The first one, two. And the first one is downunderapparel.com.
Okay.
And then the second one is sexdrugsandjesus.com.
And you're definitely a marketing person. You really know how to create a interesting brand. Are we thinking about reality show at one point for you too?
Child, I want it all. I want my own syndicated show. I want reality shows. I want to go on documentaries. I want everything. I just want it all.
All right. So everyone needs to check him out. I appreciate it. Well, I'll definitely have you back on again. You're amazing. And thanks again.
Thank you, doll, and thank you
You're
so
welcome.
much.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.